Leaving Louisiana on a Mardi Gras. The Oak Ridge Boys. Let's do this.
It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
And a Mardi Gras. Real Country Flashback. Not throwing beads, but throwing it back to the year.
1993.
And making a phone call. Let's do a little garden.
Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time.
Calling Baton Rouge, Louisiana song from 1993. And a cover tune. Actually covered several times, believe it or not. And when it comes to cover songs that certainly eclipse the fame of their prior recordings, a few country music standards got a bigger boost by a major star than when this Dennis Lind composition entered the Garth Brooks songbook. Now, Dennis Lind, the writer of everything from Elvis's Burning Love to Dixie Chicks' Goodbye Earl, penned to this one, calling Baton Rouge. He did so in the mid-70s. It's not a very long song, never was in any version it showed up, but it showed up for the first time from those Oak Ridge Boys.
Though I'm out on the highway, my thoughts are still with her.
1978.
A strange combination of a woman and a child.
Properly on the album called Room Service, Oak Ridge Boys. They released it, and it didn't do a tremendous amount, but it did enter the pantheon of the bluegrass world. You may know the band Newgrass Revival. They were kind of musicians, and they certainly were big down there in Louisiana. And in 1989...
Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the
They sped up the tempo, and it had a who's who of lineup and musicians there. I mean, banjo picker Bella Fleck and the like, they were pretty good at what they did. But then they broke up, and Garth Brooks picked it up right there. See, they shared a producer, also a guy named Garth Fundus. And that's how the song got to Garth, even though he had heard it, according to him, back on tape, back for the Oak Ridge Boys back in 78. And in the liner notes in the 1994 The Hits album, Garth said, "I've always been a fan of the song Baton Rouge and of the Newgrass Revival. And so much so," he said, "this song never got a fair shake when it was released by them. So when he went into the studio to record it for his album in 1993, he brought them all in. It was the first time they had been back together since their breakup over a couple of years ago." So his fifth single off the album in 1993, it went to number 2 on the chart, but you can still very much hear it here, Hank FM, and oh yeah, LSU football games here on a Mardi Gras.
I spent last night in the arms of a girl in Louisiana. And though I'm out on the highway, my thoughts are